The drive to what was supposed to be a romantic getaway had been the thing of travel nightmares. From left luggage, my fault, to the unexpected detour that added over an hour to our drive, this isn't exactly how I hoped our weekend would begin. Now, as we pulled up the drive to the lake house, I thought about the number of times I thought about just turning around and going home. Honestly, not sure she'd have been bothered if I did.
Wow, doesn't this look a delight?
It was already dark when we arrived, so the lake views that had sold us on the property weren't even visible. And thanks to cloud cover, neither was anything else. She wasn't wrong. Our first impression of the place was pretty underwhelming after such a long day. My tongue ached from the number of times I'd had to bite it on the drive here, and I was positive I'd hear from my dentist about how hard I'd been grinding my teeth. The tire pressure indicator lit up on the dash again, even though I topped it up before we left home.
Oh, come on. Didn't you just fill it?
It's fine. I'll get it fixed when we get back. My tone was not the best, and how quickly her head shot round to look at me told me she definitely noticed. We continued on in silence that was thick enough. The pressure in the car felt oppressive. Jesus, how long is this driveway? It had already been about 10 minutes, and we could see nothing beyond the thick tree line, other than the beam of the headlights. Yet another joy of arriving hours later than we had intended.
But this cabin is such a great value for money.
We agreed on this one, since it's a third of the price of the shoebox-sized single-room cabin that you felt was worth the same as a mortgage payment tonight.
Yeah, because it was stunning.
It looked like Live, Laugh, Love had thrown up on it. Look, this drive has been hellish. In fact, this whole journey has been awful pretty much from the start. But we haven't been away in forever, so why don't we hit pause for the weekend? And we can continue whatever argument we have once we're back home. She opened her mouth to reply, but eventually just shook her head briefly, then nodded, turning to look out the window and the black nothingness beyond. Up ahead, I could see the glow of lights, and evidently she had spotted it as well as she sat upright. Almost there. Please let that be true. Please.
Oh, my God.
The road curved gently up to a flat paved parking area that led up to a picturesque porch that wrapped its way around the cabin. I had paid the owner extra to set things up for us for our arrival. He said when we triggered the trail cam at the entrance, he'd get the fire going and make sure it was all ready.
This is us, right?
Yes, indeed. This is all ours for the next 3 days. I practically leapt out of the car as soon as I turned off the engine, desperate to escape what had felt like a moving prison. It does look good, though, doesn't it? Better than the pictures.
It looks great.
First non-sarcastic comment in a while. Things were looking up. She ran up to the front door and threw it open as I grabbed our bags.
Holy shit, babe, look at this. It's gorgeous.
I had barely gotten a foot through the door when she hurled her arms around me. Let me get the bags down. I set my wife down and took a slow look around. It really was gorgeous. There was champagne in the bucket by the couch, a fire going in the grate, soft lighting illuminating the living room. I'll take the bags upstairs. She darted off to explore, throwing open doors to see what was behind each one. I stayed put, waiting for her to find the gem of this place, the master bedroom with a balcony that looked out over the lake.
Babe.
The call came from upstairs, and I knew she had found it. Though how she'd gotten up there so quickly, I had no idea. I grabbed our bags and followed her up, and then along the short trail to the incredible master suite. The moon had finally made an appearance, and the way the light was reflected off the lake was incredible.
We picked great.
Yes, we did. I caught the look she gave me as I grinned at her, and it was a far more enticing one than I'd gotten at any other point that day. She very carefully started to undress, making it look too deliberately casual to be actually casual.
I hate being in travel clothes. I always feel weird by the time you arrive.
I had known about that for almost as long as I'd known her, though usually it was after flying. Car rides hadn't come up, but I wasn't complaining. You know, we'd been talking about something a few weeks ago. Something you really wanted. She turned to look at me, and I could see how curious she was. I grabbed my bag, pulling it up onto the dresser, and unzipping it before carefully removing the box inside, and slipping something else into my pocket.
Ooh, what'd you get me?
I carefully untied the bow as I walked towards the bed, before opening the black, thick stock paper that covered the item. Her eyes lit up when she saw what was inside. We had talked about it and talked about it, but when we had tried to buy it twice before, it had been out of stock.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.